You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving at your desk, maybe at the gym, but you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach and see a rocket launch or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
Hi everyone and welcome to Cricket Unfiltered, the News Corp cricket podcast. I'm your host Andrew Mensel, aka Menners, and I've got a quick single for you here today. I'm lucky enough to go inside the Aussie T20 camp and I've got on the line now Ben Dwarshuis. This is the first time Ben's been picked for Australia, but he also just signed an IPL contract with the Kings 11 Punjab. Ben, welcome to the podcast. It's been one of the most exciting weeks I can imagine in your whole life being called up to the Aussie side.
Yeah, certainly up there, you know, ranking pretty highly, if not number one. It's been a bit of a surreal week and it's been really exciting.
You also signed an IPL deal. Is that something that you expected or came out of the blue?
A little bit out of the blue, I think. You know, once you put your name in there, anything can happen. So it was nice that there were a couple of teams that wanted me, so it sort of drove the price up a little bit, but it was a little bit unexpected, but really exciting opportunity once it comes around.
Yeah, and what's it like for someone like you that probably didn't realise or think that you could play for Australia this summer, and now you're going to play on Saturday night? You know, do you feel like it's given you some extra confidence in your own game?
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice to know that you're up there with the best in the country and that the selectors are looking at you and liking what you're doing. So it's always a nice confidence boost to be selected for any team at no matter what level it's at. So yeah, looking forward to Saturday night if I do get the opportunity to play. You know, I'm going to go out there full of confidence and, you know, really happy where I am at with my bowling.
Yeah, it must be great to be playing at the SCG again, a ground you've played so often for the Sydney Sixers.
Yeah, there's sort of familiarity with the ground and, you know, knowing what the wicket will most likely be like and, you know, feeling comfortable in the change rooms is really going to help settle the nerves and, you know, hopefully help my performance.
Yeah, now I heard you say that when Mark Waugh called you to tell you you'd been picked for the side, you were a little bit sceptical. Now, did you think it was one of your mates playing a joke or what was going on?
Yeah, that was my sort of first thought. I actually missed his first phone call. Then he sent me a text message after that and said that I'd been selected, and I was like, oh, that's a bit strange. Like, it wasn't really on my radar at all. And then he left a voicemail as well. I listened to that, and it was most definitely him. So I quickly gave him a call back and had a chat to him about it. And yeah, it was still a little bit surreal when I was speaking to him, but it was, yeah, obviously a very nice surprise.
Yeah, it must have been great. I wonder if cricketers do actually call each other and play those jokes, like you'd call your mate and say you've been selected for the team when you haven't. Have you heard of that going on?
I've never heard of it happening. It'd be quite cruel if anyone was to do that, but you never know.
Yeah, cricketers are cruel sometimes. Now, look, this is, you're a real sort of test case. I mean, you've come onto the scene, you haven't played a first-class game, but you've got an IPL contract, you're playing for the Aussie T20 side. Is first-class cricket still an ambition for you?
Yeah, most definitely. It's definitely one of my goals. And at the start of the year, I set out and said that I wanted to play some first-class cricket. And you know, due to a couple of injuries in the first half of the year, that wasn't possible. But hopefully once I get through this series with Australia, hopefully put some good performances on the board and then head back to state cricket, there's a spot in the Shield team either waiting for me, or if not, they'll go back and work hard in second 11 cricket and try and earn a spot there this year to have a crack, because it's definitely something that I want to do, and it would be nice to get it done this year.
Yeah, and there's obviously the option now, though, if it doesn't happen, you can play in all these T20 leagues around the world. I mean, is that something you've thought of? Is that something young cricketers talk about now, that's a career path?
It's not something so much that it's spoken about, but it's everyone knows that that's there as an option. I mean, option A is definitely to be playing first-class cricket and hopefully perform there, and then the ultimate goal is obviously to get a bag of green. So, the only way to do that is to be playing Sheffield Shield cricket. And, that's obviously my ultimate goal. It's been since I was a little kid. So if that doesn't work out, it's always good to know that there's so many 2020 tournaments as backup and, an option to make a career out of it that way. But, option A is definitely to be striving for that bag of green.
Well, the traditionalists will be very happy with that sentiment, Ben, I can tell you that. Mark Waugh said when speaking about you that he thought you'd improved a lot over the last couple of years. Can you put any reason why you've improved and maybe who's helped you with your bowling?
The bowling coach at New South Wales and the Sydney Sixers, Jeff Lawson. We've done going back a couple of years, we've changed a fair bit to do with my action over the last couple of years. And then this year was the first year that we haven't really changed too much action-wise. And we just we pushed my run-up back a little bit just to give me a little bit more speed and momentum at the crease. And, as a result of that, I've managed to pick up a couple of extra kilometres of pace, which is I think, really helped me this year. And it's one of the main improvements that I see myself as now, is that I can hit those 140 kilometre an hour speeds now rather than hovering around the low to mid 130s.
Well, yeah, obviously the selectors have said they're looking for that extra pace. Do you talk to players like Mitch Stark and Josh Hazlewood, who are also in the New South Wales setup? Do they give you advice?
Yeah, they're really good. We have obviously Pat Cummins as well. We've got the three test bowlers are in our system. So when they're back and playing Shield cricket, which isn't too often, unfortunately, but when they're back, they're all really good and all really happy to have a chat and talk to you about your cricket and see where you're at and really help you improve in whatever way they can.
Yeah, I just want to go back to the weekend when you did get picked by the Kings 11 Punjab in the IPL. I guess, were you watching the auction live or did someone just tell you after?
Actually, our club secretary at Sutherland, which is my great cricket club, he called me, he was watching it live, and he ran me through it bit by bit. He's a cricket tragic and he was all over it, so it was exciting just to be listening to it and waiting for him to tell me what happened next. And it was a good experience.
Yeah, it's a massive payday. Have you ever been to India at all?
No, I've never been.
And do you have any idea what you're in for? Have you spoken to some of your teammates about what the experience is like?
Yeah, I've got some sort of an idea of what I'm in for. It's something that I've always wanted to do, is to travel around a little bit more and play some cricket in different countries and learn the different conditions. So it's great to get an opportunity to do that over in India. And then hopefully as my career progresses, I get to do that in a few other countries.
Yeah, and you'll be playing against the world's biggest and best stars over there. It's just going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, now, are you a nervous type? Because I can imagine, you're heading into your Saturday night. Are you the sort of person that gets nervous, or you just take it in your stride? How will you be on Saturday if you play?
I'm sort of guy that will be nervous in the lead up, but then once, if I do get the opportunity to play, once I get out on the field and get the ball in my hand, I focus my mind purely on what the job at hand and just thinking about what ball I'm going to bowl each time, rather than, the nerves of the situation. It's good to be able to put it in the back of your head and really focus on what you're trying to do.
Excellent. And what was training like today for the first time as an Australian player?
It was really good. It was, bowling to guys like David Warner and Chris Lynn in the nets. It was great to challenge yourself against the best in an environment which promotes high performance. So it was really good to get around and see how you know, the guys at the top of the game train, and hopefully it's, you know, hopefully it'll help my game out and my career will only progress from here.
Excellent. Have you had a chat with Ricky Ponting yet?
Yeah, a little bit. We had a little fielding session with him today, so it was good to get his couple of his thoughts on fielding, and, you know, just listening to him speak to the batters as I was bowling. It was great. You know, he's got such a wealth of knowledge. I'm really excited to be working with him over the next couple of weeks.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for your time on the podcast. Best of luck playing for Australia, and we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it for the quick single. Thanks to Ben Dwarshuis for coming on the podcast. And remember, you can subscribe to the show. In the last week, we've had Sarah Ailey, Stuart McGill, Ben Horn, Dan Christian, and now Ben Dwarshuis. So subscribe to Cricket Unfiltered, and we'll be back soon with another show.